Thank you so much. Will you join me in showing our appreciation to those who have ministered to us this morning in music? They've done a wonderful job. Thank you. Thank you so much. We are delighted to have with us today Chip and Jamie Thompson. They have been serving God in the very place where Shane and Kim are headed for 18 years. I'll say more about that in just a moment. But Jamie, would you please stand? I understand you're seated back here on my left. There you are. God bless you. So glad to have you with us. This is my first time to have the privilege of meeting them. They came, I think, a couple of years ago, and Chip preached on that Sunday. I was away. We're glad to have you back. Chip and Jamie Thompson moved their family, which included four young children, to Utah 18 years ago. When Emmanuel Bible Church in Phoenix, Arizona, commissioned the Thompsons for ministry in Utah, their only goal was to be a light in a very spiritually dark place. The Thompsons and the Jones are not really all that different. Chip and Jamie, like Shane and Kim, at that time were employed through construction work and involved in lay ministry in their local church. Over the years, the Lord has blessed their efforts as He promised, exceedingly abundantly above all that they could have asked or thought, according to His power, which was at work. And today, Ephraim, Utah, is not as dark of a place as it once was. This city in which they serve now has a thriving body of believers who are all lights in a spiritually dark state of Utah. And the light which shines today is bringing lost souls to Jesus, and it's growing stronger every day. Chip and Jamie want to say thank you today for this time of great rejoicing and for our involvement in sending Shane and Kim out to join them in the ministry which God has called them. And they refer to it as their most excellent Utah adventure. God is good, they write. All the time. Chip, come, please, share your heart with us. We're delighted to have you with us today. Let's welcome him. God bless you.
Well, I can't even express how grateful we are to be here today. And this is just such an awesome opportunity and such an awesome thing for you guys and for us and for the Joneses. We're just excited for all this, and it's great to see friends that have been to Utah on a missions trip. I see we have a fans out there. I heard somebody, kind of, woo. So that's good. First, let me just tell you that we're just thrilled with everything that's transpired here, and we're thrilled with your support for Shane and Kim's decision to go into full-time ministry to work with the Lord in Utah and to watch what the Lord's going to do there. Many of you, I think, are probably wondering right now what the future holds for Shane and Kim. And since Jamie and I have been in the very place where they are moving to for 18 years, we have an idea. And so I'm going to share a little bit with you this morning of some of the things that they're going to experience as they come to Utah and things that you can be praying about. First of all, when we moved to Utah 18 years ago, we were just a little bit younger than Shane and Kim, but about the same age, with a young family, and there were concerns about, our family's well-being in a situation where they're going to be surrounded by a cult, really, a false religion, and going to school with children that are in a false religion, and how that would affect our family. And so we understand the concerns, and we had to deal with some of those concerns before we moved to Utah. But I can honestly tell you that in everything that has happened, God has been faithful. We have never missed any of the blessings of God by moving to Utah. In fact, we have experienced great, great blessing by being obedient to the Lord's call and going. Today, some things are very different. Thankfully, some things are very different than they were 18 years ago. When we moved to Utah 18 years ago, there were virtually no Christians in our community that we live in. A year later, found out that there were a couple elderly ladies that were Christians. But other than that, there were no other Christians in our whole community. And today, there's a thriving little body of believers there, about 100 to 150 people, depending on how many show up for Sunday morning. And a lot of Christians, and we can't go to the store, we can't drive through town without seeing Christians that we wave at and honk the horn at, and that's a great blessing and very different from when we moved there 18 years ago. Today also, there is what we would call Christian structure there. There's a permanent church there that the community recognizes, a permanent structure that this is a part of their community. There's a college ministry there. And there are these structures that have been built over the last 18 years that God has been so gracious to allow to happen there. And so they'll be coming into an existing ministry. And when we moved there, there was nothing. It was a very, very dark place. And so these things will be a great advantage to Shane and Kim as they come. They'll have support. They'll have a support group. They'll have a body of believers to associate with. There are, however, unfortunately, many similarities to what it was like when we moved there 18 years ago. Utah is still a very, very dark place spiritually. And the statistics, I think, are swinging in our favor a little bit. A few years ago, the percentage of Christians in Utah was 3%, and that includes all forms of Christian, whether it be Catholic, whatever, anything that would be called Christian and according to the world's view. Today, I'm guessing there's maybe 5% Christians in Utah. But in the county that we live in, San Pete County, I'm sure that percentage is less than 1%. It's dominated by Mormonism and dominated by the Mormon people. And so it's a very spiritually dark place, and there will be a spiritual battle. The battle will be very similar for Shane and Kim that it was for us. One of the other things that they're going to face that will be very similar is in John chapter 15, Jesus Christ, he talks about how it's the Father's will that we produce fruit. And then as he goes farther into the chapter, he expresses the fact to his disciples that if they hate me, they're going to hate you. If they persecute me, they're going to persecute you. If they cause trials in my life, trials are going to be caused in your life. And Shane and Kim are coming to a place where they're not welcome. We are not welcome guests to Ephraim, Utah. We are the opposition to the religion that exists there, and they recognize that. In our community, the people like us. They know us. We've coached their little league basketball teams. Jamie was the president of the PTA one year. We were involved in our community, and the people like us as individuals, but they hate our ministry. They hate that we are there to evangelize Mormons for Jesus Christ. And they won't like Shane and Kim for those same reasons. They'll like Shane and Kim. Shane and Kim are very likable people, but they will not like what Shane and Kim are coming to Utah to do, which will be a great thing. Also a similar thing is that when we moved to Utah 18 years ago, we needed, you can imagine, moving to a place like that, we needed a support team. And Emmanuel Bible Church from Phoenix, Arizona has been our support team for the past 18 years. They were the church that commissioned us, sent us out. I was the youth pastor in that church for 5 years before we went to Utah. And that church has stood behind us. And that church has blessed us. And that church has supported us. They sent teams to help us, and we couldn't have made it. We would have struggled greatly if we would not have had the support of the home church. And what a blessing it is for us to see this home church. I mean, this is awesome. You guys can be a great support team for Kim and Shane. We always do that, Shim and Kane. I don't know why we do that. For Kim and Shane when they come to Utah, you will be a great support team. And we are so thankful that they have this body of believers behind them. And we're so thankful for everything we've watched over the last 2 years as they've made preparations to come, how you guys have undergirded them and have encouraged them, and you have helped and discipled them. And it's been an awesome experience. And I believe the 2-year process has been a very good thing for them, for us, for your church, for their families. I think it's been a very good thing. I want you to turn with me to Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 20. And we're going to start by just reading this passage, and then I'm going to just point out a few similarities between Paul's experience here in Philippians and what Shane and Kim are going to experience, and how the things that encouraged Paul will also be the things that will encourage Shane and Kim. So Philippians chapter 4, starting with verse 10, and we'll just read down through this to verse 20, says, "But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica you sent aid once and again to my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." And this passage really fits the situation well. What's going to happen here is going to be very similar to what Paul experienced when he was on his missionary trips, and the Philippian church supported him and upheld him and prayed for him and encouraged him. In verse 10, where Paul discusses how no other churches supported him, no other churches cared for him like the Philippian church did, Shane and Kim will discover the joy. He says, "I rejoice in this." Shane and Kim will discover the joy of being upheld by the body, just as Paul was. And in times of discouragement and in times of need, when that gift arrives, or when that team comes to help, or when people send encouraging notes to let them know that they're praying for them, they're helping, that will be a great encouragement. And Shane and Kim, I promise you, they will rejoice as you guys communicate with them and as you guys help them. Verses 11 through 13 will be very similar, because like Paul, Shane and Kim will experience what it means to be content. In times of abundance, there will be times when there won't be any great struggles and everything will be going well. But there will also be times when it will be very lean and difficult and hard. Different things will come up. Different trials will arise, and there will be hard times. And Paul says, "I learned what it meant to be content when things were going good and when things were going bad. And I learned to trust the Lord, and God upheld me." And like Paul, they will learn that they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. We are testimonies of that truth. We, all of us, Jamie and I, when we went to Utah, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And it's not us. And actually, Shane and Kim coming to Utah, it's not about them. It's not about Tri-Grace Ministries. It's not about Chip and Jamie. It's about God. It's about his testimony. It's about his word being proclaimed in a place where people need desperately to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And so that's what it's about. And in that process, as they learn that they can do all things through Christ that strengthens them, they will experience a lot of the same trials and difficulties and problems that Paul faced in the Bible. But they will, as they trust the Lord, will find out that God can do great things through them as well. And then in the end of this passage, as we get down to verses 17 through 20, we see that Paul turns that table a little bit and says, "You know all the blessings I've been receiving? Well, those blessings also turn right back on you guys. And as you undergird and help and support and pray for Kim and Shane, you will be blessed. And as you send support in times of need and help them with mission teams, God will provide all the things that you need to help them, to encourage them, to bless them, to make sure that they're cared for. as they struggle through the difficulties on the mission field. And so the blessing will come right back on you. And I always think of the statements in the Bible. It says, what is my joy? What is my crown of rejoicing? What do I have to rejoice over? And then he says, it's you. And for me, as I think about what is my crown of rejoicing, you know, other than God himself and the relationship I have with him, my crown of rejoicing are the people in Ephraim that now fill our church full, that God has brought in, that God has touched their hearts, that God has introduced to his son Jesus Christ, and they are now in fellowship with us. That's our crown of rejoicing. And for you guys to know that you have a part in Shane and Kim and their ministry in Utah will be a crown of rejoicing for you as well. And when they come home and they're able to share with you, you know, periodically as they're able to come home, visit family, and they're able to share with you what's going on the mission field, that will be a time of rejoicing for you guys. And so I just want to encourage you and thank you and just tell you to just keep on keeping on, because what you're doing is a great thing. And just uphold Kim and Shane as they go. Pray for them and help them. They're going to need your support. And so thank you for this opportunity, and we're so excited that we can be here today.